This is another mini blog post episode of Home Ed Voices, and I've decided that these episodes are going to be a bit more informal than our usual ones, at least at the moment. The moment being March 2021. Case in point, I just realised that even though the washing's on right now while I'm recording because of some plot, I could pause it. So I'm going to do that and then record this intro and outro, and that way I can get this episode out almost on time. Yay! This episode is a thing I wrote in October 2019, and it's called Are You Smart Enough to Home Educate? You are smart enough to home educate. A relative we were visiting recently told me that she had decided it was okay that we home educate because both my husband and I have degrees, and she thinks we're both very intelligent. But that other, less intelligent people probably shouldn't home educate their children. I politely disagreed, and I let the subject drop. But this idea is the start of a bigger conversation, one that is worth having here. If you want to home educate your children, then you're smart enough to home educate your children. How smart do you need to be to home educate your children? If you want to home educate your children, or feel called, or however you want to put it, then you're smart enough to home educate your children. If you're willing to take the responsibility for your children's education, which is your legal responsibility in the UK, regardless how you provide it, either private school or local school or home education, then you're smart enough to home educate your children. There are definite barriers to home education. Needing to work outside the home to pay the bills, especially for single parent families, co-parenting with someone who refuses to support home education, etc. But a lack of qualifications isn't one of them. A good education is a privilege, and it's not one that everyone has. Within the school system, children in the same class can have widely different experiences. Things that can affect your ability to get a good education, in no particular order. An unsafe home environment, physical, emotional, or sexual abuse. Undiagnosed mental or physical health issues. Undiagnosed cognitive, sensory, or learning difficulties. Lack of support for diagnosed mental, physical, or learning difficulties, despite qualifying for existence. Bullying by teachers or other children due to race, sexuality, ethnicity, or for no discernible reason. Underfunding/undersupported schools. Poor/inexperienced teaching. Lack of money within the family. Homelessness. Pregnancy and lack of family support. Lack of mentoring or external support during periods of difficulty. It's not that people who experience these things haven't gone on to get qualifications. It's that these things make getting a good education and good qualifications a lot harder, and future opportunities cost money in a way that not everyone can afford. Even if you don't have to pay for your qualifications, you have to take time away from earning opportunities to access them. My own experience was picking a degree I ended up hating, being really bad at it, and quitting at the end of my first year. A few years later, I went on to get a good degree in a subject I was really passionate about. This taught me directly that often education isn't about intelligence, it's about how much you care about what you're learning and the quality of your learning experience. So what makes you smart enough to home educate your children? Caring about your children's welfare, wanting a good life for them, wanting to learn together, wanting to give them learning opportunities, many of which can be low or no cost or are subsidised to low-income families. Wanting to take your child out of a stressful or unhappy schooling situation. Curiosity about the world. And what do you do if you have gaps or areas of weakness in your education? Well, first, everyone has gaps in their education. The education you give your children will also have gaps, but that is okay. You're prioritising what you and your children believe to be important, and you're leaving things that they will discover on their own as they get older. You're building an interest in the world, and a love of learning that can last a lifetime. You're not trying to cram all human knowledge into 13 years or so. Secondly, there are lots of options available if there are subjects, like maths. Everyone always talks about maths this way, that you lack confidence in. You can use an online program to teach your child the subject, or you could maybe hire a tutor, either online or in person. But you could also swap teaching that subject with a friend who really enjoys it, or you could see yourself as a guide or mentor rather than a teacher, and you can learn alongside your child. If you use a curriculum that's able to teach the material in a number of different ways, then you'll probably be fine. And if you ever get stuck, you can turn to other members of the community or YouTube or Google to help you all figure out a way of learning that suits you and your children. In short, qualifications They're not actually a measure of someone's intelligence or worth. There are barriers to education that are out of an individual's control. If you want to take on the responsibility of your child's education, then you are smart enough to do that. Every education, regardless of the method, has gaps. And subjects you lack confidence guiding can be tackled in a variety of ways. What I like is I've tagged this a hill to die on. I forgot I did that. It is, though. So there you go. If you want to find the original version of this article, and it links to some good info about teenagers and sleep, if I remember rightly, then you can follow the show notes to... Then you can follow the show notes to this episode at the blog on homeedvoices.co.uk. If you like the podcast, you can review it at Apple and other places where you get podcasts. I should be using the older outro script for this bit, but no, hey. I'll be back soon with a proper interview episode and more of these mini episodes because they're fun and actually it's a manageable amount of work whilst things are kind of still locked down. Look after yourself and here's to more home ed adventures.